感谢主的恩典，不断的施恩眷顾我们。
And so thanks to the grace of God that always watches and takes protects us.
但愿神的慈爱恩惠常常跟我们同众人同在。
And may the blessings and the love of God be with all of us always.
我们现在借着圣灵的帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will study the gospel, the truth of God for our mutual encouragement.
我们今天早上来学习福音的本质。
And so today we will study the essence of the gospel.
马可福音里面说耶稣基督是福音的起头。
And so in the book of Mark, it says that Jesus is the source of the gospel.
路加福音说耶稣基督来到世界就是关系世人最宝贵的信息。
And so the book of Luke says that Jesus coming to the world is the greatest news, is good news to the people.
因为神的救恩就借这个福音把它显明出来。
Because the salvation of God is manifested through the gospel.
所以因为我们人是神所造，有神的形象。
And because man is created in the image of God.
虽然我们人类的祖先离开了神。
And even though our forefathers departed from God.
神为着爱我们不愿意我们沉沦。
And so God, because he loved us, he did not want us to be punished.
所以借着耶稣基督来到世界拯救我们。
And so he sent Jesus Christ into the world to save us.
所以我们每一个蒙神拯救的人，我们明白神的大爱。
And so for all of us who are called to the grace of God, we understand the great love of God.
我们回到神的慈爱的怀抱里。
That we have returned to the loving embrace and bosom of God.
因为我们借着这个福音来得拯救。
Because it is through the gospel we are able to receive salvation.
所以我们对这个福音的内涵我们要进一步的认识。
And so we need to have a better understanding of the essence of the gospel.
让我们知道说人能够得救不是靠我们人自己行善立功来得到。
And so that man can understand that man cannot attain salvation on his own actions and doings.
唯有这个主耶稣的救赎我们才能够脱离诸般的患难，能够进到永生的神的国里面。
And it is only through the salvation of Jesus Christ can we escape from the difficulties of life and enter into the eternal grace of God.
保罗本身他本来是在逼迫教会的。
And Paul was someone who persecuted the church.
所以后来主耶稣借着荣光显照他。
And then later when Jesus shined the light of glory on him.
他后来明白了主耶稣的救恩以后
，And after Paul understood the salvation of God，
他说耶稣来到世界要拯救罪人，这个话是的确可信的。
And so Paul wrote that Jesus Christ came to the world to save man， so this is a faithful and true saying。
我本来是逼迫教会的，抵挡神的。
And I was one who once persecuted God and opposed the church。
是一个罪魁。
And I am the chief of sinners.
没有想到神的恩典还是临到我。
But I never imagined that the grace of God would come upon me.
让我来认识他。
That I would come to know him.
还有机会来服侍他。
And that I would have the opportunity to serve him.
他认为神的大能实在太伟大了。
And so he felt that the wonderful grace of God was too great.
后来他被差遣来到小亚细亚的地方去传道的。
And then Paul was sent to Asia Minor to preach the gospel.
因为圣灵跟他同在，很多的神的作为就显明出来。
And because the Spirit of God was with him, so many of the wonders and miracles of God
manifested. 所以到处就建立了教会。
And so everywhere there were churches that were established.
所以在小亚细亚、加拉太的一些地方有很多的教会建立起来。
And so in Asia Minor, especially in the area of Galatia, there were many churches that were established.
但是不久保罗听到说有一些犹太律法主义的人。
And so then not long after, Paul heard about those who were the Pharisees.
他们也来到了这个加拉太的地方。
And they also came to the area of Galatia.
告诉这些信耶稣的外邦人。
And they told the foreigners who believed in Jesus.
说你们现在信耶稣要得救啊，要守犹太人的律法。
That now that you were once Gentiles and you have come to believe, you must follow the laws of the Jews. And you must perform circumcision.
所以对当地的教会啊，就造成很大的混乱。
And for that local church, it caused great discord.
那保罗知道说啊，他们已经偏差了。
And Paul knew that they had already gone astray.
离开了神的福音。
That they have departed from the gospel of God.
所以他就特别写信来告诉他们。
And so he especially wrote a letter to tell them.
啊，把真理啊详细的讲明。
To clearly explain the gospel.
啊，来纠正他们错误的一些观念。
And to correct some of their wrong teachings.
那所以我们要借着保罗的书信来谈。福音的本质。
And so it is through the letter of Paul that we will study the gospel, the essence of the gospel.
我们先来看加拉太书一章的一节到五节。
And so let's first read Galatians chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
加拉太书第一章第一节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 1.
说这属乎的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人。乃是借着耶稣基督，以叫他从死里复活的父神。第二节
，verse two，
和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会。第三节
，verse three，
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归给你们。第四节
，verse four。
基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。第五节
，verse five，
但愿荣耀归给神，直到永永远远。阿门。保罗写信给加拉太教会啊，一开始啊，给他们一些啊祝福啊，跟感恩的话。
And so when Paul first writes this epistle to the Galatians, he starts with words of thanksgiving and blessings.
从这些话里面啊，让我们能够了解到这个福音的本质跟它的特性。
And through his beginning words, we can have a sense for what the essence of the gospel is.
我们看第四节。
We look at verse 4.
说基督照我们父神的旨意为我们舍己。
And so he did this according to the will of our God and Father.
他说这个福音啊，就是显明神的本来的旨意。
And so the gospel is a display of the essence, the original desire of the salvation of God.
所以借着神的旨意啊。借着耶稣基督来到世界来拯救我们世人。
And it is the will of God that Jesus Christ could come into this world to save all man.
这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
我们常常在问说什么是神的旨意。
And we often ask, what is the will of God?
从大的方向来讲，就是神救赎的计划。
And from the wider perspective, it is the plan of salvation of God.
人犯罪了以后啊，就陷在罪恶的深渊里面。
And since man has sinned, they have fallen into the bondage of evil.
啊，神就开始实施他的救赎的计划。
And so, God started to implement stages of His plans of salvation.
这个计划不是因为人犯罪以后才临时想出来的一种补救措施。
And this plan wasn't started because man sinned, and then God just came up to fix it.
神还没有造人以前啊，他就知道人会犯罪，所以说在创世以前啊，就已经预定的一个救赎的计划。
And so even before man was created, God already planned out a plan of salvation. So even before creation, God had a plan.
就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
我们常常看到一些世界上啊，好像有很多不公义的事情。
And in this world, we often see many things that are unfair and unjust.
或者是世界上啊，有很多的混乱，为什么好像神都没有在掌权？
And we see much evil and chaos in this world, and we wonder why is God not in control?
所以常常有的人就认为说啊，真的有神吗？有的对神的存在，神的能力啊，产生怀疑。
And so many people ask, is there really a God? And so they begin to doubt whether the God exists or whether God has any power.
甚至有一件书叫做哈巴古书。
And there's a book in the Bible named Habakkuk.
它是古时候一个犹太国的先知。
And it is a prophet of the kingdom of Judah.
因为在犹太国的末年啊，社会非常混乱。
And because at that time, that kingdom was in great chaos.
啊，比较强势的人就去欺压那个弱小的。
And those who were more powerful oppressed those who were less powerful.
世界上充这个国家里面充满很多的罪恶。
And so there was much evil in the nation.
那这个哈巴谷先知啊，他就不了解。
And so Habakkuk could not understand.
说神啊，你既然在掌权啊，你怎么没有啊啊来处理这社会上不公平的事情？
And so Habakkuk asked, since God, you are in control, how can you not perform justice in this evil world?
所以他就想说，神啊，难道你真的在掌权吗？
And so he questions whether God is truly in control.
因为他看到很多的社会现象，让他没有办法了解。
Because he saw all the things that happened in society and it caused him
to doubt. 这个神就启示他。
And so God appeared to him.
说神不是看着不管的。
And it is not that God does not see, that God sees, but that ignores.
事实上神已经啊，安排一个强盛的国家要来攻打犹大国。
But rather God has already appointed a nation, a kingdom to attack the kingdom of Judah.
因为这个巴比伦是成为神的杖，哎，要来击打这个罪恶的犹大国。
And God will use Babylon as his rod to attack nation.
啊，哈巴谷先知啊，更加不了解。
And Habakkuk was even more confused.
说你为什么要用那个那么强大、那么残忍的国家啊来惩罚你自己的百姓
？And so Habakkuk was wondering why would God use such an evil and cruel nation to attack and punish your own people?
后来神给他讲说，这只是他的一个拐杖。
And God,
一个杖
God said this is only his staff.
啊，当然，这个不好的现象，神会处理，先击打他们。
And first, God will deal with the evil.
啊，当管教的时候，就是要让百姓能够回头。
And so once he finished rebuking, it is for the people to return back.
啊，但是这个巴比伦人因为后来行恶过甚呐，啊，所以神还是要把他们。除灭掉的。
And because the Babylonians have already done too much evil, then God will also destroy them.
以色列人虽然被管教，被掳到外国去。
And even though the Israelites, they were punished by God and they were taken as captives.
但是在外邦的地方，他们悔改啊，他们的行为啊，能够归向神。
But while they were in foreign lands, they returned back to God and repented.
最后神还是会带领他们归回的。
And then God would bring them back and return to their land.
所以我们知道我们的神啊，是造物主。
We know that God is the God who
created all.
And then it is through his power that he's in control of all nature.
所以但以理书第四章里面说啊，神也在人的国中掌权。
And so in Daniel chapter 4, it says God has a control in all things of man.
列国的兴衰啊，在神的手里面。
The rising and falling of a kingdom is in the hands of God.
要立王废王也是在于神。
The rising and falling of a king is also in the hand of God.
所以所有的世界万物啊，都是按照神的旨意在运作。
And all the things of man are according to the will of God.
所以中国人讲说啊，我们如果顺天就能够存，逆天就会亡。
And so there's a saying that if we do things according to God, then we will succeed. And if we do not,
中国人所讲的这个天啊，就是啊。第一伟大的宇宙当中的主宰神啊。
And so when they talk about God, they're talking about the one who is in control and of all nature.
也就是说有一位主宰啊，宇宙主宰我们人的一生的命运。
And so that there is a Lord who is in control of our every life.
虽然神在掌权，神按他的旨意在行事。
And so God is controlling all matters.
啊，那是因为人有时候太骄傲，人的眼目看不清楚。
And because man's eyes are become proud, they cannot see very clearly.
所以人没有办法认识神，甚至错失了很多啊蒙神施恩祝福的机会。
And so they do not see or understand God, and so they misinterpret the understanding of God.
他说，马拉基书里面说啊，那个立约的使者啊。 很快就会来到世界，还要进到他的殿里面。
And so in Malachi it says the messenger that made a covenant will quickly enter into.
啊，当然我们知道说四百年以后啊，这个预言就应验了。
And we know 400 years later this prophecy would come true.
啊，但是我们看到当时有很多的以色列人。
And we know that at that time there were many Israelites.
他们虽然从圣经里面了解说将来有位弥赛亚救赎主要来到世界。
Even though they knew that there was a Messiah, a Savior who would come to save them.
啊，但是当主耶稣来的时候，他们又拒绝他。
But when Jesus came, they rejected
him. 啊，甚至最后把他钉在十字架上啊。
And eventually they crucified him on the cross.
啊，这是因为人凭着我们人的肉体，你没有办法看到神，没有办法看到神的救恩。
And so based on the flesh of man and the understanding of man, you cannot understand or see the salvation of God.
所以你没有办法真正明白神的旨意。
And so you cannot truly understand the will of God.
啊，现在真的这个神救人的恩典说已经显明出来了。
Now that the salvation of God has been revealed.
所以我们一定要求那个智慧和启示的灵。让我们真正认识他。
And so we need to ask for the spirit that reveals and helps us to understand.
啊，认识神拣选我们世人的大恩惠。
So that we can understand that gospel that God chooses for man.
啊，来接受这个宝贵的救恩啊，啊，让我们真正啊得享福气。
And that it is through this precious gospel that we can truly enjoy blessings.
所以耶稣基督的救恩啊，这是神伟大的旨意。
And so it is through the salvation of Jesus, it is the according to the will of God.
他说借着这个救恩啊，借着耶稣基督来为我们舍己。
And that it is through this will of God that God, Jesus has saved us.
耶稣替我们牺牲生命死在十字架上。
And so Jesus sacrificed himself for us on the cross.
这个是显明神的公义跟神的慈爱。
And this is to manifest the justice of God and the love of God.
因为耶稣来到世界最主要的目的啊，说要把我们人从这个罪恶当中把我们救赎出来。
And because the purpose of Jesus Christ coming into this world is so that he could deliver us from evil.
因为神本身是公义的神。
And because God himself is a just God.
是非善恶非常清楚。
He is very clear between discerning between good and evil.
他要按照人所行的善恶行施恩跟报应。
And so he will judge man and he will either bless man or punish man for their good and their evil.
所以罗马书里面说啊，不管是犹太人也好，非犹太人也好。
And in Romans it says whether Greek or Jew.
啊，神都有一个公义的审判的标准。
God has a standard of judgment.
第一个就是按照真理审判。
And it is according to the truth that he will judge us.
啊，因为神本身就是真理。
Because God himself is the truth.
神的话是确定的，是不改变的。
And the word of God is absolute and never changing.
所以按照神的旨意，神的真理来行审判。
And it is according to the truth of God that he will judge us.
啊，然后对照我们人的行为。
And then he will judge according to the actions of men.
说你有恒心追求行善的人。
And if you have a heart that wants to pursue after God,
神就把平安喜乐跟永远的福分来赐给你。
And so God will give you peace, joy, and all blessings upon you.
啊，那些行恶的人呢，神就把愤怒降在他们的身上。
And for those who do evil, God will send down his wrath upon them.
啊，他们的结果就是在神的愤怒啊，过着痛苦啊，最后灭亡的。
And so their consequence is that they will face the wrath of God, and in the end, they will be destroyed.
所以神是公义的一个审判者。
And so God is a just judge.
他是一个无所不知的神，所以他的审判啊，绝对是完全正确的。
And he is an all-knowing God, and so therefore his judgment is correct.
因为他不只是知道我们人的行为。
Because not only does he know the actions of man.
所以我们嘴里所讲的话没有一句他不知道的。
And there's not a single word that comes from our mouth that he does not know.
他要按照我们人所讲的话来定你是义人还是恶人。
And he will judge us according to the words that we say, whether we are a good person or evil.
说一个义人心中所存的义啊，就会在他的话语 讲出好的话来。
And the righteousness that is in the heart of a righteous man will naturally come out from
him.
And so the evil that lies in the hearts of evil men will manifest itself in his evil work.
不只是这样, 神来看到我们人的心思意念。
And not only that, but God will judge our thoughts and our minds.
我们人只能够看人的外表。
And man can only see the outer being of another person.
但是神却看透人的内心。
But it is God who sees through the heart of man.
所以没有一个人可以注意在神的面前啊。 脱离神公义的审判。
And so no one can stand before God and escape the justice of God.
耶稣来到世界，就是把我们从这个罪当中啊，要把我们救赎出来。
And so Jesus Christ came to the world so that he would deliver us from our sins.
因为世人都犯了罪。
And because all men have sinned.
当然这个罪包括两方面，一个是始祖亚当啊，他们违背了神的话语。
And there are two aspects of sin. The first is the original sin from Adam when he sinned against God.
神叫他们在,
that God had appointed for them to dwell in the paradise of
the
Garden of Eden.
神给他们物质上非常的丰富。
And so God gave them great abundance of food.
他们可以吃各样的果子。
And they could eat of any fruit.
他们可以跟神啊有很密切的交通。
And they could intimately commune with God.
神给他们一条命令, 就是园当中有一棵善恶树, 它的果子不可以吃。
And so God gave them only one commandment that in the Garden of Eden there was one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃了以后啊, 吃了以后会致于死亡。
And if they eat of it, they will surely die.
但是人却啊, 受到魔鬼的引诱，说不会死了, 因为神怕你太聪明了。
And because a man was tempted by Satan, and Satan told them they will not die.
结果去摘了这个善恶果, 所以人就得罪神, 必赶出伊甸乐园。
And because they ate of the fruit, they were sinned against God, and they were exiled from the Garden of Eden.
人就受咒诅，要劳苦满面一生啊, 才能够得到吃饱。
And because they were sinned, they were punished with labor and toil for their lives that they.
因为有了罪，罪的工价就是死亡，所以死亡就临到了众人。
And because of sin, the wages of sin is death, and so death came upon all men.
不管人活多久啊。 总有一天要离开世界。
And regardless of how long man shall live, one day they will inevitably die.
离开了世界以后, 还要受到审判下地狱永远的刑罚。
And after they die, they shall enter into judgment and be thrown into hell.
所以人面对生活上的劳苦。
And so men, when they face the difficulties of life,
一生当中充满着很多的愁烦。
There are many sufferings in this life.
最后有一天离开世界, 还要受审判。
And one day when they depart from this world, they will face judgment.
所以人不在世界没有指望, 人没有办法靠着自己来得救。
And so a man has no hope in his, on his own, and he cannot depend on himself to be saved.
所以耶稣来到世界啊, 为我们舍己。
And so Jesus came to this world on our behalf.
因为借着这样满足了神的公义。
And because of that, it satisfied the justice of God.
因为神是公义啊, 是公义的神, 是非善恶很明显的。
And because God is a just God who can discern rightly between good and evil.
所以人既然有罪, 就要受罪的刑罚。
And because man has sinned, yeah, he will suffer under the
punishment of sin. 那是因为耶稣替我们死了。
But because Jesus Christ died for us.
满足了神的公义的要求。
And he satisfied the standard of God's justice.
所以我们啊，就可以靠着耶稣得到称义啊，能够重新成为神的儿子。
And so we are sanctified by God, and so we are called the sons of God.
这是显明啊神的公义。
And so this manifests the justice of God.
我们从圣经里面看到。
And from the Bible we can see.
我说以色列人他们回来重建圣殿的时候， 当时有一个大祭司叫做约书亚。
And so when the Israelites came back to rebuild the temple, there was a prophet named Joshua.
因为耶稣亚就是百姓的代表。
And Joshua was representative of the people.
他一方面啊, 要把神的话语来传达给百姓。
And so he wanted to pass the message of God to the people.
一方面啊，要代替百姓来赎罪。
And he wanted to act as a to represent the people.
那时候有个意象说，这个耶稣呀，穿着一身肮脏的衣服。
And so there is a vision of Joshua wearing a dirty clothes.
因为他是百姓的代表啊，所以因为百姓犯罪得罪神。
And because he is a representative of the people, and he offered to God.
所以从这个大祭司耶稣的身上看出他穿着污秽的衣服。
And because he, and so it is through his offering that God could see that he
had dirty clothes. 因为他有罪了，有罪在身上了，所以呀。撒旦就站着跟他对立来控告他。
And so because he had blemishes, therefore Satan went to accuse him.
因为圣经里面说撒旦这个天使犯罪了以后神不拯救他们。
And in the Bible, when the angel sinned, God did not redeem
him. 因为天使是灵他们是个别的受造。
And because an angel is a spirit, and so therefore there is a different standard.
所以个别的天使犯罪了，就要落到神的审判里面。
And so any angel that sins, they will fall into the punishment of God.
但是这个天使看到神所造的人。
But this angel saw the man that God created.
他会常常在神的面前控告人。
He will often go and accuse God.
为什么这些人犯了错你不处理？
Why is it that these people, they sinned, and yet you do not punish them?
他们要指出说神是不公义的。
And so he is accusing, saying that God is unfair.
那是神为什么要维护他的公义？
And because God has to keep his
justice. 所以善恶的赏罚非常的分明。
And so his justice is very clear between good and
evil. 当时这个耶稣也因为穿着污秽的衣服。
And because Joshua had blemished clothes.
后来神就派天使把他污秽的衣服脱掉，给他穿上华美的衣服。
And God sent an angel to go and take off his dirty clothes and put on a brand new
clothes. 这个撒旦就没有办法再控告他了。
And so Satan no longer could accuse him.
所以我们本来有罪。
And so we were once with
sin. 罪一定要受刑罚。
And with sin, we had to be punished.
如果神没有公义的处理，
if God did not deal with it justly,
撒旦会控告说神不公义。
Then Satan will come accuse that God is not just.
那神会显明他的公义。
But God will reveal His justice.
所以借着独生子耶稣基督来替我们死了。
And so He sent His only begotten Son Jesus Christ to die on our behalf.
借着他来救赎我们。将他的义行归在我们身上。
And it is through his death that we are saved, and so we wear his clothes.
所以已经完成了神的公义的要求。
And so we have, he has fulfilled the standard of salvation. And
所以撒旦就没有办法再控告了。
And so Satan no longer has anything to accuse.
我们从那个至圣所里面的道理也可以了解。
And so we can also see through the teachings of the tabernacle.
因为有了罪以后，人跟神没有办法亲近。
And because of sin, man cannot meet God face to face.
因为那个罪让人跟神有阻隔。
And because of sin, there is a barrier between man and God.
所以这个召会牧师要人跟神可以相会。
And the purpose of the tabernacle so that God can meet with man.
第一个就是要在这个院子的当中有一个祭坛，要把牛羊杀在上面。
And it is through the outer courts that you offer up cattle.
然后把这个牛羊的血带到会幕，带到正式住圣所的地方。
And then you have to take the blood and bring it into the Holy of Holies.
把血洒在那个施恩座上面。
And you spread out the blood on the mercy seat.
说那个施恩座本来有两个基路伯。
That on the mercy seat there are two cherubims.
我们知道创世纪里面谈到基路伯。
And we know in Acts,
Genesis.
So in Genesis, talks about the cherubims.
因为人犯罪了以后人没有办法到生命树那里去。
Because of the cherubims, they guarded the Garden of Eden.
所以神借基路伯来把守生命树的道路。
And so it is through the cherubims that guard that prevents.
所以基路伯是维护神公义的天使。
And so the cherubims are the angels that fulfill the will of God.
他们坐在这个施恩座上面。
And so they sit on the mercy seat.
那是因为看到这个施恩座上有血在那里。
And because they see there is blood on the mercy seat.
借着这个血就成就了神的公义。
And it is through this blood that fulfills the will of God and the justice and the love of God.
所以人可以在至圣所的地方可以跟神相会，在那里跟神讲话。
And so it is in the Holy of Holies that God can commune with man and they can talk
face-to-face.
And this also represents the blood of Jesus Christ.
他才能够完成神的公义，我们人才可以重新归向真神。
And it can fulfill the justice of God and so man can return back to God.
所以借着神的旨意，借着耶稣基督来为我们舍己。
And it is through the justice, the gospel of God that God has redeemed.
这个就是神的公义的显明。
And so this is manifestation of the justice of God.
所以我们看罗马书第八章。
If we look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
31节。
Verse 31.
罗马书八章31节
Romans chapter 8 verse 31
说既是这样还有什么说的呢 神若帮助我们谁能够抵挡我们呢 32节 神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了 岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗 33节 谁能控告神所拣选的人呢 又神称他们为义了 34节。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经替他们死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。这里讲到神的慈爱跟神的公义。
And here it talks about the love of God and the justice of God.
说现在被拣选的人，没有人可以控告你。
And so if you are chosen by God, then no one can accuse you.
因为耶稣已经替我们死，而且从死里复活了。
Because Jesus has already died for us and he has resurrected.
因为他已经担当我们的罪，替我们死了。
And he has borne our sins and he has died for us.
所以我们在神的面前可以白白称义。
And so before God, we are sanctified.
没有人可以控告我们，已经借着耶稣的舍己来完成了神的公义。
And it is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we are justified.
接下来说，这个是显明神的慈爱。
And so this is to reveal the love of God.
当然神有方法可以借着其他的方法来拯救人，这在神来讲没有什么困难的事情。
And of course, God could have chosen any way to save us. There is nothing too difficult for God.
但是神为着爱我们，是人爱到底。
And because God loved us to the end.
所以他亲自道成肉身来到世界。
And so he came in the into this world in the flesh.
而且借着耶稣基督，他把自己的生命舍弃，受苦受死来救赎我们。
And so he sacrificed his own life for us that he suffered and died on our behalf.
借着这样来显明神伟大的慈爱。
And so this is to demonstrate the love of God.
所以罗马书里面讲。
And so Romans chapter
说人为朋友舍命啊, 这个是少有的。
And so there are few who would die for their friend.
为着人人一人死啊, 这个是或许有啊, 但是这个很少。
Maybe there are some who may die for a righteous man.
但是当我们还做罪人的时候, 耶稣就替我们死了。
But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
说神的爱啊, 就显明出来。
And so the love of God is demonstrated in this
我们刚刚这个爱的大小, 就是看出他付出的代价的大小。
And when we determine whether someone's love is small or great,
如果说我们爱一个人, 但是你什么东西都不肯付出。
It depends on how much they're willing to sacrifice. If you say you love someone, but not willing to sacrifice them, then you cannot demonstrate your love.
我们看到父母亲有时候爱儿女，那个爱很大。
Sometimes you look at parents and how much they love their child.
有时候遇到危险的时候，宁可牺牲自己的生命，为着要保护儿女的平安。
And in times of danger, they are more willing to sacrifice their own lives for the safety.
所以我们看到说，这个父母亲的爱很大。
And so we see how great the love of a parent is.
因为他付出了最大的代价，甚至自己的生命都可以为儿女来牺牲。
And they are willing to pay such a great price on behalf of their child.
他说，神爱我们就是这样。
And in the same way, God loved us.
把他的独生子为我们舍弃了。
that he sacrificed his only begotten son.
人还有什么比自己的儿子更宝贵的？
And what is more precious to man than their own child?
既然儿子都可以牺牲了。
And since God is even willing to sacrifice
his own son, 还有什么东西啊，保留不给我们的呢？
What else, will he not be willing to give us?
所以神既然不爱惜自己的儿子。
And since God was willing to sacrifice his own son,
为我们众人死了。
And so he died on behalf of all men.
他岂不是也把万物白白的赐给我们吗？
And would he not willingly and freely give us all things?
所以我们从主耶稣的救赎我们也看到神的伟大的慈爱。
And it is through the salvation of Jesus Christ that we see how great love that God has for
us. 所以保罗说我们来到神的面前我们应当常常去感念神的爱。
And so when we come before God, we always have to think about the love of God.
然后这个圣灵会把神的爱浇灌在我们的心中。
And the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God in our
heart. 让我们了解神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And it helps us to understand how deep, how wide, and how long is the love
of God. 也让我们能够更加的爱神能够爱众人。
And so how much we know how much God loves us, that we can love all men.
所以我们今天来到神的面前。
And so today when we come before God,
因为不是因为怕神而来到神的面前。
It is not out of fear that we come before God.
而是因为神的慈爱吸引我们来到他的面前。
But rather, it is the love of God that attracts us to come to him.
耶稣说人主要被高举起来。
As long as, the Bible says, as long as man is elevated. 然
后吸引万人来归他。
That Jesus Christ is lifted up.
所以耶稣来救人不是用那个强暴的手段好像那个回教说一手拿口难经一手拿刀。
And so it is when the New Testament is not by force or unwillingness that he makes everyone come to him.
你信不信？不信就杀。
That just like the Quran, that if you do not believe, you will kill.
那是用强大的势力来压制人。
It is not through great power that you oppress people.
但是耶稣他是用他的慈爱来吸引人。
But rather Jesus Christ attracts people to him through his
love. 所以他被高举了，被钉在十字架上。
And so he is lifted up, and he has been crucified on the
cross. 所以他的爱就是这样显明出来。
And that is how his love is demonstrated.
所以很多人感受到神的爱。
And so many people feel touched by the love of God.
立住来跟随主。
And so they make a determination to follow after Christ.
甚至把他的生命把他的一生都奉献给主。
And they are willing to give up their entire lives to God.
所以保罗说耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
And so Paul says that God loved us so much that he sacrificed on our
behalf. 既然主耶稣爱我，为我舍掉了他的生命。
And since he loved us so much that he laid down his life.
我今天才能够靠主的恩典活着。
And that I am able to live by the grace of God.
所以我今天活着，我不可以光靠我刚为我自己来活。
And since I am alive, I can no longer live for myself.
为那个为我死而复活的主来活。
But rather, I live for the God who has died for me and resurrected on my behalf.
所以因为我们今天来到神的面前。
And because today we have come before God.
因为我们感到神对我们的大爱。
And because we have felt the great love of God.
我们看诗篇103。
If we look at Psalm 103,
诗篇103篇
Psalm 103,
第八节
Verse
8, 103篇第八节
Psalm 103, verse 8,
说神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。十一节。
11.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。十二节。
12.
东离西有多远？他叫我们的过患离我们也有多远。十三节。
13.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，真神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。这里讲到神的怜悯跟慈爱。
Here it talks about the mercy and love of God.
说我们人啊，都得罪神，我们有很多很多的过犯。
And because man has sinned against, all man has sinned against God, we have many transgressions.
啊，神如果按照我们人的过犯来对待我们，没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住。
And if God were to judge us according to our iniquities, no one would be able to stand before God.
啊，但是耶稣爱我们啊，借着耶稣来为我们舍己，把我们的过犯带走。
And it is through the great love of God that Jesus takes away our transgressions.
永远不再纪念我们的过犯。
And so he no longer remembers our iniquities.
啊，这是神的慈爱。
And this is the love of God.
所以说啊，天跟地有多高？
As high as the heavens are above the earth.
说神的慈爱就有多大？
And that is how great is the mercy of God.
说神的慈爱是长阔高深的。
And how long, how wide, how deep.
比父母亲对儿女的爱更伟大。
And it is even greater than the love a parent has for a child.
父母亲呢，都爱自己的儿女，都希望把最好的东西给儿女。
As parents, they like to give the best to their children.
但是父母亲的能力有时候有限。
But sometimes the abilities of a parent
are limited. 孩子在生病了，你没有办法替他生病，替他受苦。
And when a child is sick, a parent cannot suffer for the child.
啊，我们的神啊，非常的慈爱，他有能力啊，来满足我们的一切。
But our loving Father in heaven has the ability to satisfy all our needs.
啊，所以神啊，比父母亲更伟大的慈爱。为着要怜悯啊，帮助那些敬畏他的人。
And so, so God has a greater love than parents can have for their children, for those who fear him.
尤其在十字架的救恩就显明出来。
And so it is manifested on the salvation.
我们今天在神的爱里面啊，一生一世可以享受神丰盛的大爱。
And it is through God that we can enjoy the graciousness and the mercy of
God. 所以圣经里面说，你只管来到施恩宝座前。
And the Bible says, as long as you come before the mercy seat,
来向他祷告啊，求帮助。
And as long as you ask of him and
因为他是施恩的神。
And because he is a gracious God.
所以我们凡事都可以借着祷告告诉神。
And so we can tell God all things in our prayer.
神会赐给我们意外的平安。
And he will give us a peace that transcends all understanding.
所以我们要亲近神啊，常常祷告神。
And so we need to draw closer to God and constantly pray.
所以主耶稣说，你祷告不要灰心。
And so Jesus says, do not despair in your prayer.
你主要不灰心的祷告，神的恩典一定临到你的。
As long as you pray without despair, then the grace of God will come upon
you. 因为神的应许是实在的。
Because the promises of God are absolute.
他从来不会违背自己的诺言。
He will not go against his own words.
再来说这个福音啊，显明神的大能力。
And so the salvation, so the gospel is also a manifestation of the power of God.
我们看回来这个加拉太书一章第四节的下半句。
And if we look at the second half of Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
一章四节的下半句。
The second half of Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
说借着这个福音啊，要救我们脱离这个罪恶的世代。
That this gospel might deliver us from the present evil age.
所以说我们在耶稣基督里面、我们不再被定罪了。
And that in Jesus Christ we are no longer condemned of our sins.、
因为这个神的救恩啊，属生命跟圣灵的力，把我们罪当中把我们救赎出来。
And it is through the gospel that displays his power that he can deliver us from evil.
保罗说、我所想要行的善我行不出来。
And Paul writes that the good I want to do, I cannot do.
我不想做的恶事啊，偏偏去做。
And the evil I do not want to do, I constantly do.
我们看到 有一些很有良心的一些人啊，常常有这样的感觉。
And we see those who have a conscience constantly have this feeling.
人要改变自己的个性，要自己立志行善啊，很难的。
And it is very difficult for man to make a determination to always do good.
所以圣经里面说啊，那个古时人可以改变他的皮肤。
The leopard, I cannot change his spot, no. The Ethiopian can change his skin.
那个豹会改变他的斑点。
And the leopard can change its spot.
人才有办法改变那个习惯。作恶的习惯
then the people can change their habits.
啊，所以人虽然常常讲说，我只要行善呐，啊，我就好了。
And so a man often thinks that as long as I do good, I am good.
但是圣经里面说啊，世界上从来就没有一个真正的义人。
But the Bible says that there is no one person who is truly righteous.
因为神把众人都圈在罪里面。
Because all men have been confined into sin.
而说人所行的义啊，在神来看，也好像穿上一件污秽的衣服一样。
And so the sin of man is like a dirty clothing.
人没有办法靠自己行善而来改变我们人的罪恶的习性。
And so a man cannot on his own accord overcome his evil.
尤其我们生活在这个罪当中。
Especially since we live in this
evil. 当然有这个罪的试探跟引诱。
And we are often faced with temptations.
神要把我们从罪当中救赎出来
，and for God to save us from this evil，
而不只是把我们的罪行、罪案把它涂抹掉
，that not only would He blot out our sins，
说从我们的内心啊改变我们，让我那个罪啊不在我们心中作王
，and so that it is through our hearts it changes us that。Sin no longer reigns.
因为我们已经脱离了罪的权势。
And because we have been delivered from the bondage. 然后
神又借着道理来指正我们当行的道路。
And so He has guided us on the path of truth.
借着圣灵给我们力量。
And it is through the power given to us.
真正能够把那个善行把它行出来。
And that we can truly do good.
所以我们人有时候本来有一些不好的习惯习性。
And man has bad habits.
虽然想要改啊，但是这个错误的这些做法一直都没有办法改掉。
And even though a man wants to change it, it's hard to change his bad habits.
所以有的人有不好的习惯，吸烟、醉酒、赌博，或者是那个生活上不好的行为。
And so man often has habits they cannot give up, like smoking, drinking,
gambling. 但是神给我们力量啊，我们就能够胜过这个罪恶。
And it is, but through the power of God that we can overcome these evil
habits. 改变我们生活的习惯。
And can change the habits in our lives.
让我们能够靠主来过一个得胜的生活。
That through Jesus Christ we can live a life of victory.
这个就是借着耶稣的救恩啊，带给我们的脱离罪恶的权势的能力。
And it is through the power of the gospel that we can be saved.
不只这样啊，这个福音本身就是神的大能。
And so the gospel in itself is a great power.
所以第一节里面说啊，好像神叫耶稣基督从死里复活一样。
And it is through Jesus Christ that the God the Father raised him from the dead.
所以我们人本来是要离开世界的。要受审判的。
And so man originally was supposed to depart from this world and be punished.
说在这个福音已经把死亡废掉了。
And it is through salvation of God, the gospel.
神把那个不朽坏的生命啊，是给我们了。
And God has given us this life that is imperishable.
所以耶稣说啊，复活在我，生命在我。
And so Jesus says, resurrection is in me and life is in me.
信我的人呢、啊？虽然死了，要复活。
And those who believe in me, though they may die, they will resurrect.
活着信我的人呢、啊，就要永远不死。
And those who believe in me shall never die.
当然这个肉体啊，因为本来这个肉体，人犯罪的缘故，将来这个肉体还是要离开世界。
And because man is of flesh, and when man departs from this world, this flesh will die.
但是神所给我们的一个永恒的生命，是一个荣耀的灵体。
And so the life that God gives us is a glorious life, and we have a spiritual body.
所以哥林多后书里面说，我们这个身体好像那个帐篷一样。
And so 2 Corinthians says that our bodies are like a tent.
这个帐篷有一天就要拆毁掉。
And one day this tent shall be taken down.
到那个时候，神就赐给我们一个永存的住屋，就是一个荣耀的灵体。
And so then on that day, God will give us a glorious body that will never perish.
铁撒罗尼迦教会有圣徒离世了。
And in the Church of Thessalonica, there were many members.
有的人感到很难过啊，没有办法得安慰。
And some people were very sorrowful and could not be comforted.
保罗就安慰他们说，我们不要像那个没有指望的人一样。
And so Paul comforted them, saying, "Do not be like those without hope."
主耶稣既然呢、啊， 从死里复活了。
And even though Jesus Christ resurrected,
我们领受他的救恩。
And when we receive His salvation,
啊，那将来主耶稣再临的时候。
And when Jesus comes again,
啊，那些离世的圣徒他们就要从坟墓里面活过来。
The saints who have died shall come back to life.
他说本来是一个被朽坏的身体，但是复活以后啊，变成一个荣耀的灵体。
And what was once in a perishable body then becomes a glorious form.
啊，我们如果能够活到主耶稣再来。
And if we are to able to live to when Jesus comes again.
他说我们呢，不必经过死就直接改变了，啊，好像穿上一件衣服。
And we will not die, but we will be transformed as in wearing a new clothing.
跟那些离世复活的圣徒一样，都得到荣耀的灵体。啊，然后主耶稣就带我们回到天上去了。
And together with the saints who have died long ago, we shall rise up and be taken home with Jesus Christ.
啊，所以说我们是天上的国民。
And so we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们在地面上只是暂时寄居的。
We are merely sojourners in this world.
我们盼望有一天啊，救主从天降临。
And we have hope that one day Jesus will come again.
啊，那个时候就是我们得救赎的机会。
And that is the day we shall be saved.
啊，那我们就要有一个荣耀的身体，跟主复活的身体啊相似。
And that day we will have a glorious body, and we shall meet God face to face.
啊，那个时候我们就要永远跟主同在了。
And then on that day we shall dwell eternally with
Jesus Christ. 所以福音是神的大能。
And so the gospel is the great power.
把我们从罪当中救赎出来。
And that it delivers us from sin.
哦，那我们脱离撒旦的权势。
That it delivers us from the bondage of sin.
那我们一生一世享受神的丰盛的恩惠跟慈爱。
And so that all the days of our lives we may enjoy the blessings of God.
将来又要救我们进到永生的天国。
And one day we shall shall save us and bring us into the heavenly kingdom.
我们再看加拉太书一章第三节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1 verse 3.
加拉太书一章第三节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 3.
所愿恩惠平安从父神以我们的主耶稣基督啊归给你们。这个福音啊就是显明神的恩典。
And so the gospel of God is to show the grace of God.
因为神要把他的福气啊白白的赐给你。
Because God wants to give us his blessings freely.
啊，这个恩惠啊，就是从神来的各样的慈爱、各样的怜悯、各样的福气。
And so this grace shall come from all other love, all other blessings.
所以雅各书里面说，全备的赏赐，真正的福分是从神来的。
And so in the book of James it says, all gifts, all wonderful and perfect gifts.
因为他是一个永远不改变的神。
Because he is an eternal God that never changes.
所以他可以把那个福分啊，一生一世赐给你。
And because he can give us all the blessings of our lives.
我们可以从他那边呢，享受各样的喜乐、平安、各样的恩典。
And so we may enjoy joy and peace and all other blessings.
我们人活在这个世界上啊，我们肉体上有肉体上的需要。
And so while we live in this world, we have the needs of the flesh.
我们感到这个肉体常常有软弱，我们生活在这个社会上啊，常常遇到环境上的一个局限。
And sometimes, while we live in this world, we encounter some restrictions in this life.
啊，所以真的我们在生活当中很需要有依靠、有帮助。
And so in this world, we need someone to rely upon. And
我们刚刚谈过说啊，我们主管来到神的施恩宝座前。
And we mentioned before that as long as we come before the mercy seat of God.
啊，所以我们不管是身体上的病痛
，and regardless of whether the suffering,
心灵上的忧伤
，or the difficulties of life,
或者是你遇到一个困难的环境，好像绝望了
，or we encounter some difficulties in our environment and we feel that there is no hope.
但是啊，说啊天无绝人之路啊，神没有让我们遇到绝境的。
And so God does not allow us to enter into despair.
啊，就是在我们困难当中，神还会安慰我们，帮助我们。
And so in times of difficulties, God will help us and comfort us.
虽然有时候我们觉得好像没有路可以走了。
And even though it might feel like we have hit a dead end.
但是在绝望当中，神来说会为你开出一条出路来的。
But in the midst of despair, God will open up a path for us.
以色列人走旷野路啊，已经没有路可以走了。
And the Israelites, while they were walking in the wilderness, they had no more path
to go. 前面是红海，后面是埃及的追兵。
That in front of them was the Red Sea, and behind them were the Egyptians.
他们对摩西说：“你把我们带到这个旷野，要让我们死在这里吗？”
And so the Israelites complained to Moses, saying, "Did you bring us out to the wilderness?
我们不如回埃及去呀。
Wouldn't it be better if we went back to Egypt?"
摩西说：“你主管安静等候。
”And Moses says, "Keep quiet and be still."
啊，看看神怎么为我们征战，为我们开路。
And behold the deliverance of God.
后来神叫摩西说：“你把拐杖伸向红海。
”And God told Moses to stretch out the rod over the Red Sea.
一夜之间啊，红海海水分开。
And then the waters of the Red Sea parted.
以色列人就走干地过去了。
And the Israelites walked through on dry land.
我们所看到的神是无所不能的神。
And we have a God that is almighty.
啊，在他没有难成的事情。
And there is no difficulty that is too great for him.
所以圣经里面主耶稣说啊。
And so in the Bible, Jesus says,
说你们不要忧伤。
Do not despair.
因为主耶稣要离开了，他们感到难过啊。
And so Jesus was about to depart, and so the apostles felt sorrow.
主耶稣说，我离开是对你们有益的。
And Jesus says that it is to your benefit that I depart.
因为我去了以后才有保惠师来。
It is only after I depart that the counselor will come.
本来是主耶稣肉体跟他们啊，跟他们在一起。
And because Jesus had been with them in the flesh.
那个肉体的存在会受到时间空间的限制。
Because of the existence of the flesh, it is bound by space and time.
耶稣带着肉体没有办法24小时都跟门徒在一起。
Jesus could not be with the apostles 24 hours a day.
耶稣说我去了以后我就差遣保惠师圣灵来。
Jesus says when I return to heaven, then I will send down the counselor.
他要跟你们永远同在。
And he will abide with you forever.
所以耶稣离开以后啊，他五旬节就降下圣灵来了。
And so when Jesus ascended to heaven, then on the Pentecost,
圣灵永远住在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit eternally dwells.
做我们的保卫师，可以安慰、劝勉、带领你。
And it is that serves as a helper, the comforter.
等于耶稣啊，借着圣灵跟你在一起呀、啊，永远不会离开。
And so it is through the Holy Spirit that Jesus eternally with us that we will never.
所以我们今天也是一样。
And so today it is the same.
这是一个非常大的恩典。
This is a wonderful grace.
那我们随时随地可以祷告神。
That any time, any place, we can pray to God.
主耶稣的平安喜乐常常就在我们身上。
And so the joy and the peace of God will always
be with us. 我们不必为生活忧虑。
And we need not worry about anything.
我们出入靠主得享平安。
That anywhere we go, the peace of God was with us.
这就福音啊，带给我们的。
And so this is the essence of the gospel.
这是显明神救人的旨意。
And so this is showing the salvation of God.
显明了神的公义跟他的慈爱。
And it demonstrates the love and mercy.
我们从福音看到神伟大的能力。
And so it shows the power of God.
所以说凡到神面前来的，他都要拯救我们到底。
That as long as we come before God, He will save us to the end.
我们来唱诗355首。
Let's sing hymn 355.